Welcome to Formation. Today we'll be speaking with a young woman who has moved from an evangelical background into a more progressive theology. Join us. I'm Shannon Moore, and this is Formation, a weekly podcast from University Christian Church in Fort Worth, Texas, where I sit down and talk to people about their faith formation, their spiritual journeys. And I'm so excited today to have with us Kelsey Taylor. Welcome, Kelsey. What's your title here at UCC?
So my title is Worship Production Specialist. Okay. A lot of people don't really know what that means when I say that. So I describe it as being a technical director. Okay. So overseeing all of the sound, graphics, audiovisual needs at all for the 1010 service at Walker Hall.
Okay, and that's the more contemporary style, relaxed service that we have here. Tell me a little bit about your background with church. Did you go to church as a child, or what was your childhood faith like?
Yeah, so I was raised in the church. I grew up going with my mom and my grandma. We went to an itty-bitty Baptist church in the middle of southern Illinois.
A Baptist. I grew up Baptist, too.
Which was a unique experience for sure, but it was a very small community that really, like, loved on me and my family. So I grew up feeling very comfortable there. I would get up on stage at 4 years old and sing the hymns, even though I could not sing the lines and could not read music. But they embraced me, and I loved that, and I think it really helped me become comfortable in that community at such a young age. And then when my mom and I moved to Central Illinois, we started attending a Church of Christ.
Okay.
But they did embrace instruments. They used all the musical elements.
Yeah, there's been a sort of shift in some of those Churches of Christ. I've noticed that more of them are starting to use instruments. So that was one where you were, okay.
So they embraced that. So I went there all throughout high school. Was very involved in the high school ministry there. And that's also the period of time in high school when I decided that I wanted to go into ministry, career-wise and educationally. And so that kind of brought me to going to Bible college for my undergrad degree. That was back in Illinois too. So I went there. I did my undergraduate degree in worship ministry. So kind of like a dual music and ministry degree. And then I did a minor in media arts and tech, which is more along the lines of what I do now. But I really enjoyed it. It was a really, like, good experience and taught me a lot about my faith and my understanding of God and Christianity.
Well, I'm curious, having grown up in a Baptist setting and then in a Church of Christ setting, those are typically places where women in ministry aren't very common. So I'm wondering what your experience, were you able to share that feeling of call in those spaces, or what was that like?
So in the Baptist church, we didn't really have anyone in a position of leadership that was a woman. My mom played the piano and so did my grandma, but music was pretty much the only area where they served. And then in my other church, there were more women in leadership, but it was mainly, like, consolidated to children's ministry or music. But even when I expressed my desire to go into ministry when I was in high school to, like, my youth pastor and leaders there and that kind of thing, they were very supportive of that and just, like, really embraced me and encouraged me to do so. And so I actually felt like I didn't encounter a lot of criticism to being a woman, but I definitely became more aware of that when I went to college and I encountered other churches that were kind of like, oh, like, you're a woman who wants to pursue church leadership. That's not necessarily something we've seen or support in our congregations. And so I definitely had a lot of professors discuss that topic and discuss that stigmatism that exists within the church and also the biblical evidence that supports women being able to serve in positions of leadership.
Right.
So that that was really helpful for me.
And financial support.
Yes, exactly.
I love that. I can't remember which gospel it is, but near the end of one of the gospels, it talks about all the women followers of Jesus and how they were the ones who had supported this ministry. And I was like, yes. So it sounds like you didn't have a lot of folks saying, no, you can't do this. But there may be some folks who were surprised, or maybe you opened a doorway for them to see what the ministry could look a little differently than they had anticipated. Now, you said this was a Bible college.
It was.
So was there a lot of intensive Bible study as part of your curriculum to get your degree?
Yeah. So I had to take a variety of Bible classes, whether that be studying the Old and New Testament, or even basic classes like interpreting Scripture. How do you approach Scripture? Not necessarily from like a Western viewpoint, a modern Western viewpoint, like we tend to do, but going back to the historical context of the passage and what these writers are trying to communicate to this ancient community. And some of it was really difficult. It definitely challenged me to come in with an open mind, kind of take everything that I had learned about the Bible or God or Christianity and set that aside and view the Bible and read the Bible and study it in just a totally different way. And I definitely went through some like deconstruction and reconstruction of my faith for sure. But it provided me so much insight into like the world at the time of Jesus's ministry and before that in the formation of the nation of Israel. And so there were many late nights. There were many papers written last minute, many books that went in and out of my room. But it was incredible, honestly, to receive an education like that.
Yeah. Was there anything in the deconstruction and the reconstruction, when you reconstructed, was there anything that was left behind that comes to mind? Like, I used to think this, but now I don't think that anymore. Was there?
Yeah, quite a few things that I left behind, I think. I think in general, just because I was raised in a pretty conservative community in the Midwest, a lot of the conservative ideologies that I had just adopted from my family or from my community, I reevaluated those and kind of did away with them. I think one of the things I say most often is, nothing made me more progressive than going to Bible college, which a lot of people laugh at that because you would not expect that.
Right.
But it definitely helped me to embrace like seeing other people in other cultures and other contexts that are not like me, who do not have the same life experience as me, and who are not treated the same as me by, you know, the people in this world. And to be able to embrace those differences and also look to find justice for those who experience different situations. And so I got to really embrace that. And I think it's helped me to not just have this very narrow viewpoint of the world from a person that exists in America, but to see that and to want to promote programs that help all people, not just people like myself.
Fantastic. How are you still involved in music?
Yeah. So I play the piano and I sing. The majority of my involvement in music came from like working in the church or serving on worship teams throughout college and then in my church previous to coming here. But I still do those things for fun. I really enjoy it. My family is pretty musical. My mom and I share that with each other. And so that's something I really enjoy. I also have Spotify running all of the time and always listening to music.
How does music, is music a way that you connect spiritually? How does music work as far as your connection with God?
Yeah, so musical worship is definitely how I connect best with God, because it is very meaningful to me, and it is this space where I gather with my community, not just with myself, and am able to recognize the character of God and worship that. But going through Bible college and being in an evangelical space and seeing the way that worship in a musical sense and that entire ministry has kind of been adopted to celebrity culture and different ideologies that kind of take away from that and make it more of a production and a show. It has been harder for me to feel like I connect in that way. And I didn't really realize that until I came to work at UCC. And we are very intentional about creating a worship space that is not repetitive or shallow or based solely on emotions or how we're feeling, but creating a space that really causes us to reflect. And so I think being exposed to that and being removed from a typical evangelical worship space has really made me think about, you know, what does this mean to me? What does it mean to be in the presence of God and singing and participating in this act with other people? And how much of that is intentional? And is what I'm saying intentional? And how much of that is wrapped up in the lights and the fancy production and all of the other distracting things?
Right. I had not thought about that, but that's a really good point. Now, I also know that working at University Christian Church is not the only thing you are doing in Fort Worth, and we are going to talk about what that is after this short word from UCC.
The members of University Christian Church have a message for you. You are valuable, worthy of love, and already part of what God is doing in the world. We invite you to join us Sunday mornings for worship. Traditional worship in our sanctuary at 9 and 11, simple worship in the chapel at 9:30, or visit our 10:10 service in Walker Hall. We are a church of open-minded people who value curiosity and recognize we don't have all the answers. We strive to be open and honest about where we are on our faith journey. We practice compassion and generosity. All are welcome at University Christian Church, where you can experience Christ's courageous love for yourself and learn to carry that love with you wherever you go. Discover more about our programs and upcoming events at universitychristian.org and stay connected by following us on social media.
Well, we are back with Kelsey Taylor. So, Kelsey, you were saying that you had grown up in and went to college in more evangelical spaces, which in a way helped you to develop a more progressive theology as you grew. Now you are here at University Christian Church on staff, but you're also doing something else here in Fort Worth. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I am attending Bright Divinity School at Texas Christian University. I just started my first semester of the Master's in Theology and Ministry program. So I will be there for probably the next 2 to 2.5 years. So I'm here at weird hours of the day in the office getting my stuff done. And then during the week, I'm at classes and participating in that community too. It's been good. I have learned a lot in just the few weeks that I've been there. And it's been really eye-opening and educational for me. It's also been difficult because I've been out of school for 1.5 years. And so I really enjoy just going to my job and getting things done and going home and not having to think about, you know, what I have to do next. But now it's very much like, okay, we're home from work. We're going to pull out our book and we're going to read this for the next 2 hours. And then we're going to write a paper on it. And so having to readjust to not only having a life as an employee, but having a life as a student and how much I have to prioritize that it's been a bit of a learning curve once again. But I think it's good, and it's just a period of adjustment.
Has that schedule, and even though you're studying faith-related things, has that impacted your ability to, you know, pray or do your other spiritual disciplines that you've come to appreciate or practice? Or how are you making that balance?
I definitely have to carve out more intentional time to maintain my spiritual practices. I do also feel like because we study scripture at such an in-depth level, and not just to study it academically, but to take that information and kind of reflect on how that influences our faith and develops that, it it feels like another spiritual practice, or like a way to enhance like connecting with God and learning more about that.
Right. So what do you want to do with this advanced degree?
Yeah, so it's kind of in the works, but over the last year and a half, leaving an evangelical space, growing up in one for the most part, and then leaving that, I have met a lot of people who have experienced a lot of church hurt. I have experienced a lot of church hurt, whether that be from people within the congregation, church pastors, church leadership, etc. And I've been able to share in that and to hear these stories. And it's something that I have realized that I'm really passionate about, and think it's really important who we put in leadership in the church and how we structure leadership in the church, in order to advance the kingdom of God and allow these people to come into these places and feel like they are part of this community. And before I came here, I lived in Death Valley National Park in California and did ministry there for about 5 months. And it was a very different place than working in a church and experiencing a lot of people there who have experienced church hurt and cannot be in those spaces anymore because it is too hurtful for them to be there. So part of my intention is to get this degree, learn more about just theological concepts of Christianity and how to implement ministry in a healthier, more educated way. I think down the road, I would like to also get an LPC, and I would like to work directly with those who have experienced that church hurt, and become a spiritual trauma therapist in order to help them walk through this pain that is at the very core of their identity, both as a person and a Christian, and be able to help them understand where God is and where God is not in that hurt that they've experienced, and be able to find reconciliation in whatever capacity that looks like, to have a relationship with God and to maybe join back into a congregation. I think it's really needed, especially in a period of time where I see so many churches just go through this cycle of toxic leadership and hurt that so many people have experienced. And so if I can do anything to aid in that, that is something that I would really like to pursue.
Well, it sounds like you're called to that, and you certainly have the character and demeanor for that. And I'm grateful for you for sharing that with us. And I think you've got a bright future ahead at work for God's kingdom in this work that you feel called to do. So really happy that you found a way to pursue that, and really appreciate you sharing your story with us today.
Thank you.
That about wraps it up for our time with Kelsey. Thank you so much for being here. If you would like to share your faith story here on Formation, simply send me an email, formation@ucccftw.com. I would love to hear from you. Have a great week. Take care.